Welcome to Highway Christian Community's Sermon Download. Our aim is to reveal from Scripture just how good God really is. Find more of our sermons and other links, as well as contact details, at our website, www.highway.org.za. That's highway.org.za. May this sermon bless you. Enjoy.
I'm going to ask Bert if you wouldn't mind coming up to share. I did do introductions earlier, so I won't rehash it. But just to say that I know the difference that having someone involved in my early Christian life made. And I want to say I believe the Great Commission is still true today. Jesus says, go and make disciples of all nations. And part of that is teaching them. Part of that is baptizing them. And I'm so grateful to God that someone invested time and effort into me as a floundering, heathen, confused, addict mess. And that God sent loving family into my life as a young Christian. But that is not just a word for me and for Bert and Margie, but it's a word for this church. The Great Commission is still the Great Commission. Hallelujah. And it's your commission. It's not just the cell leaders' commission. Not just the elders' commission. It's your commission. Amen.
Praise God. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Yes. Amen. Hallelujah. I said, hallelujah. Come on, Jesus is Lord. We're so glad to be here. And theoretically, my wife is with me, but of course, she's at home. I've asked some lady to make pictures because I have to bring a report to my wife. She's the most gorgeous lady, but she does keep me in tune, as you know. I have to brush my teeth. I have to put on clean clothes, and I have to behave myself. It's heavy. And I used asked Pastor Stephen and his darling wife, Jeanette, to just stand here for 1 minute because I want to pray over them and with them. I want you to know that when we first met Stephen, and no matter what he said, you know, there's a scripture in the Bible about the Lord Jesus. There was no guile found in his mouth. This man is an honest man. And he's always been honest, transparent. And you're very fortunate to have a man who does not play politics. He does not get involved with being big shot. He just loves Jesus and he loves people. And I just like to honor Pastor Stephen. Would you stand with me? Let's give him a real one. Come on. The gift of God to the house. Gift of God to the house. Gift of God to the house. Now I'm going to pray. Would you stretch out your hands? Heavenly Father, you've brought us together for a time such as this. And Lord, even as a church, we know the Bible says that the Holy Spirit speaks to the church. And we should hear what the Spirit says to the church. Every church, Father, is led by man of God and woman of God. And Lord, in this case, it's Pastor Stephen and his wonderful wife, Jeanette, Lord, which I believe she has a prophetic ministry. And Lord, I just pray now for them, Father, for a release of the Holy Ghost. I pray afresh, Father, for a newness of life and a strength of God and a strategy of God for the next 25 years. Father, I just believe, Father, that by the anointing and the appointing, Father, and the unction of the function, Father, there is an apostolic mantle that will start to become manifest upon my brother Steve, Father. And a prophetic anointing, Father, on my dear sister Janet.
Lord, they've run the race with patience. They've run the race with patience. They have not sit back. They've not been held back by pain. They've not gone for the gain, but they've gone for God. They've gone for the Holy Ghost. They've gone for Jesus. They've gone for loving people. And so, Father, we thank you for them, and we prophesy, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, that there be a new anointed communication from my brother's lips in Jesus' name. Father, a strategic anointed communication. A strategic anointing prophetic word, Father. Lord, we know it's the day of the Reformation. We know the Reformation that started 500 years ago was celebrated by men of many backgrounds and cultures and churches. But Lord, you have released the angels to bring that final restoration to the church, where we walk like Jesus walked, when we talk like Jesus walked. And so, Father, we pray for an increase of the apostolic and prophetic anointing over this precious couple, Father. If you've called them, Father, to the nations, if you've called them, Father, to establish leaders and from leaders to churches, we pray, Father, you provide their every need and you start to touch them in a fresh manner in the name of Jesus. Hear me, church. Their children are born for signs and wonders. Hear me, church. Their grandchildren are born for signs and wonders. In the name of Jesus, amen. Come give the Lord a clap offering. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You may be seated if you can. Now, I tend to get a little excited sometimes, which is a combination of being Dutch and a combination of getting filled with the Holy Ghost, and a combination of just my own flesh, okay? I'm a bit of a fleshly man, and let's see if this works. Apparently, I can see it myself, so I've pressed the button. Did something happen? No? Press again? Oh, side robot, sorry. There you are. So this is my family, wonderful family. Three of my I've got four daughters and a son. Three of my daughters are just about full-time in the ministry, although they're happy to earn money as well. I have four grandchildren, which I absolutely love. I think they're the best in the West. They are feast for the East. And I just love them. I just absolutely love them. My wife is gorgeous. I am so happily married. Man, that helped me a lot. I didn't have to worry about temptation on that angle because I'm so spoiled at home. I'm just absolutely blessed. And her name is Lady Margaret. She is royalty. And Lady Margaret is on the moment preaching in our church, the Gate Church, in Prudhoe, northeast England, which is about 7 miles from Newcastle. We took over this work about 13-14 months ago. And a very sad situation because the pastor who started the church, who is now in his 80s, gave it to his son-in-law, and his son-in-law, after 10 years, felt that he couldn't work with the family. They weren't cross, they weren't fallen out, but they just couldn't work as they wanted to work, so he wanted to hand it over. But also, 4 years ago, the son of the elder pastor committed suicide. And you can imagine what that does to a small church. You can imagine the sadness, the condemnation, the confusion, and it actually lost many members, and it was in a state of mourning, which is understandable but not good. It is something we want to come and help and love, but when there is grief and when there is pain and when there is sadness and when there is disappointment, there's a time to grieve, but there comes a time you have to break bread and say it's a new day. Now, I don't know you personally, but wherever you are in God, wherever you are on your journey, there comes a time you have to break bread and say, I go afresh to the blood of the Lamb. I go afresh to the bread of life. I claim to be born again, again. And I've been born again a few times. You say, is that theologically correct? I don't know, but I'm enjoying it. So, praise God. Stephen will sort out the theological side of all this. He's very academic. And I'm just ek is net man, a boer man. Ik praat van die Here en geniet van zijn aanwezigheid. Amen. Praise God. So, but there you are. So there is an anointing in the earth today that brings us to the restoration part of what God wants to do. You see, we are bound for heaven, but He really wants to go as a glorious church. He wants to go as a church that not just represents the loving Jesus and the kind Jesus and the healing Jesus, but He wants to bring a glory over the earth. He wants to cover the earth with His knowledge and His glory. And the church of Jesus Christ has come to different growth spurts over the years, which would have started perhaps in the 15th century with the Reformation and moved forward with different men of God who in an apostolic way pushed the church forward, be it in sanctification, John Wesley, be it maybe in the Pentecostal movement in the 19th century, be it the charismatical movement in the 1960s and 70s, be it the faith movement, be it a new understanding of prophets and apostles. But all that is just preparation. Someone say preparation. That young man that was prayed for earlier, can you just come and stand next to me for a moment, please? That young man that, yeah, please, and your darling wife. Can you stand next to me just for a moment? Because there is a preparation in the heavenlies to restore the Lord Jesus Christ as the head, not just of the church which He is, but to take back planet Earth. And planet Earth will be taken by a glorious church and the resurrected Jesus. And you and I are in the generation where this resurrected Jesus is pouring out His Holy Ghost to see beyond where we are and to push in that which we haven't done and even to prophesy that what hasn't been said before. For the Holy Ghost is preparing a church that doesn't fight anymore about speaking in tongues and it doesn't fight about the second coming. It's just hungry for the glory of God. And it takes a new generation and a new mantle of anointing and opportunity to push forward where we've been. Because if you remember, the Roman Catholic Church did things in a certain way, but the Reformation changed everything. And every move of God has a new leader and has a new song and has a new, almost a new set of doctrines. Although the original doctrine never changes, but there is a greater revelation. Are you still with me? I haven't lost you yet. There's a greater revelation of what we already know. For example, when we gave our hearts to Jesus, we knew our sins were forgiven and we became children of God. And we rejoiced in that. But then we realized that in the Zozo was the healing. And there was deliverance, and there was sonship, and there was faith that would actually move mountains. Amen. So your time has now come, and you've called it what you've called it, but I'm going to give it a different name. Hallelujah. Your time has come to prepare in the Holy Ghost. I'm just going to pray for you. Father, this precious couple, they just have no idea what they're doing. But Lord, we just bless them, for you know they've been in training, and they've been sitting there and being blessed and served, Father, and character has been built and revelation has come. And so, Father, even this day, they've been sent out, Lord, to just sit there and say, God, hello, what's next? And the Lord would want you to know that it's in His hand, but it will require prayer. It will require fasting. It will require to continuously be where you have been, in the spirit of obedience, in the spirit of encouragement, in the spirit of loving and giving and generosity. Nothing will change that you've done in the past. It will just be enhanced. And in the enhancement, there'll be a release of the prophetic, a release of the prophetic in the name of Jesus. And there'll be a release in your own self-identity. Identity is a very important thing. You have to know who you are, what you are, and where you're going. And if you don't know who you are, you're in big trouble. But you are the Son of the Most High God. and you are truly anointed by God to do and say as He pleases. And truly He will say to you today, a ministry has been in your heart for many years, and it will start to develop. And as you wait on God and communicate with those who you look upon as your senior leaders and those who you look upon as spiritual fathers, God will make it clear. And within 18 months, you may hardly recognize yourself. May the Lord bless you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you. Thank you. In the book of Genesis, we saw that the glory of the Lord was on Adam and Eve. And the glory of the Lord on Adam and Eve was there in great power. And when you read the scriptures in Genesis 1:26, which I would like you to read with me, Genesis 1:26, God makes it abundantly clear what happened in creation. He doesn't mince His word. It wasn't froth and bubble. God is a clear communicator. Now, we may choose not to hear it, we may choose not to believe it, but God is a clear communicator, and He communicates very precisely. Genesis 1:26, then God said, "Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion." Somebody say dominion. "Over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth." So, and now you can read it with me, so God created man in His own image. In the image, hallelujah, of God, He created him. Male and female, He created them. Can you see a repetition of the words? Can you see God is making it very clear that man is different from animals? Don't confuse the two. Man is created in the image of God. Animals are not. They're precious. They're beautiful. We're going to have some of them in heaven. Don't know how it works, okay? I don't know how it works. But sufficient to say that you are created not in the image of a donkey or a monkey, but you are created in the very image of God. Hallelujah. And with that creation came dominion. And with that creation came ascending forth. The first thing He did, He says, "I give you that dominion, you rule over the earth, and I bless you." Somebody say, "Bless you." So when God made man in His own image, He blessed them. That Psalm 8 verse 5 says, He crowned them with glory and honor. There's a glory of man that is God's glory. There's a power of man that is God's power. And there's an anointing of man that truly makes them strong and truly pushes them forward what God wants them to do. I want you to know this morning that the power of God is still available, but as you know, the sly old serpent came with a lie. And he said, "Hath God said?" He sowed doubt and unbelief. He's still sowing doubt and unbelief today. All you have to overcome is this doubt and unbelief and receive Him by faith, and everything can happen to you, everything good. But he sowed doubt and unbelief, so much so that from doubt it will bring disobedience. Say with me, doubt brings disobedience. It's as simple as that. Church, if you can remember, as the only thing I say today, doubt brings disobedience. That's why we keep the word in front of our hearts. We meditate on it day and night. We in the evening and in the morning, we read the word. And we sing words from Scripture so that the word of God starts to bring power and anointing in us. Because once the word of God comes upon you and you are born again, that means you're giving your heart to Jesus, you've repented from your sins, you're filled with the Holy Ghost, you chose to live for Him. When that born again comes, the very power that was in the Garden of Eden is now back upon you. Hallelujah. Come on, church. He was in the garden and gave them dominion. He blessed them and made them fruitful. But then we find they were thrown out of the garden. But hallelujah, He sent the Lord Jesus Christ to die for our sins, to bleed on the cross, to be crowned with a thorns that you and I may live. And this day we know that through the Lord Jesus Christ, we are forgiven. We are sons and daughters of God. Hallelujah. We are the everlasting sons. everlasting church. We are those who are created in His image, not just by our bones and our flesh, not just by the atomic little molecules in our body, although they carry the image of God. Our spirit man is recreated. Hallelujah. We're never going to die. Praise God. We are children of the Most High God. We are filled with the Holy Ghost. Praise God. He says, I will be with you and I will be in you. Paul the Apostle says, it's no longer I that liveth, but Christ that liveth in me. Glory to God. So you have been restored to a position of being crowned with honor and glory. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. That's you. Not talking about your pastor. He is as well, of course. I'm talking about you. Says he's talking about you. Would you do me a favor and just point your finger at somebody next to you and say, he is talking about you. Oh, my Father. Oh, hallelujah. Now, we find that the glory of God is manifested in the Old Testament in different passages of Scripture and slightly different accentuations, different parts of foreshadowing what God wants to do. For example, when Moses was on the scene, we find that in Exodus 33 and verse 12, and you may want to read it with me, and I read a few verses, there Moses had put himself as a servant before God. He had put himself to lead God's people, and he's a bit like a pastor. And you know what pastors are like. They have all sorts of ups and downs and their fears and tremblings and people, oh, precious people. But you know what? He did the right thing. He went to God. Moses went to God. And then he came to a conclusion, which is part of our growth process in God. And let me just read from Exodus 33 and verse 12. I'm not speaking too fast. Are you all happy? Yeah, you're relaxed. I'm a Dutchman. I have a Dutch accent. I'm not Russian. Praise God. I left the Netherlands when I was 17, 18, and went to a very legalistic Pentecostal church for 7 years. And they sent me to England as a missionary. I don't know why. So we went to England and were missionaries of the legal Pentecostal church. We were very legal. We were so narrow, if the rain would fall, it wouldn't fall on us because we were so narrow. And then in the 80s, we met with Dr. Fred Robertson. We shared our hearts with him. And he set me down, which was to be a 15-minute appointment, but that became a three-hour appointment. He gave me a job on his staff. He put me to his Bible school, and I became born again. I did. And Steve may even recall how my wife truly changed. She was unrecognizable because she got delivered from the bondage of legalism and of keeping guidelines and rules and expectation of leadership. And all that is the beginning of demonic oppression. All that legalism is the beginning of oppression. But praise God, through the blood of Jesus Christ, we live by His grace, through His grace, for His grace, and we're winning the race. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. I'm trying to read here. Exodus 33:12. You all got it in your Bible? I'm sure you brought your Bible and you brought your notebook. Yeah? Okay. And you buy the tapes and the podcasts and all the other casts. Okay, there we go. Then Moses said to the Lord, see, you say to me, bring up this people. But you have not let me know whom you will send with me. Yet you have said, I know you by name, and you have also found grace in my sight. Now therefore I pray, if I found grace in your sight, show me now your way. So there's a different revelation now. Moses realizes it's the grace of God that's keeping him. It's the grace of God that's moving in him. But he can go from grace to grace. He can go from glory to glory. Grace is not the end of the story. Grace is the beginning of the story. Come on, church. Come on, church. You've been in legalism and you thank God for it that you've gone out of it. And you've been maybe into places where you couldn't speak in tongues and now you can speak in tongues. And you've been in places where you couldn't love one another and get rid of political correctness. And that's good, but it's all preparation. This is only the beginning. He's looking for a glorious, victorious church. Washed in the blood, filled with His power, filled with His word, filled with His grace, doing mighty exploits. Those that know that God will do mighty exploits, you will still say to that mountain, be moved, and it will go. Hallelujah. There's a glory rising up. Tell your neighbor, there's a glory rising up. And you can't earn it. You can't earn it. You can't work it up. It is not of the flesh. It is not of man, lest any man would boast. But He wants to be there to pour out His glory. And so Moses had the revelation. He said, but you are the way. Well, we know who's the way. His name is Jesus. Hallelujah. You are the way. Praise God. So I'm reading from verse 14. And He said, my presence will go with you, and I will give you rest. Oh, hallelujah for the presence of God. Oh, and to know the peace of God that passes all understanding, even when things are hectic and the family and the teenage boys and girls and the in-laws and the business and the tax man and Mr. Zuma. Oh, may the Lord bless his heart. Hallelujah. But there is a peace in the people of God. Come on. And that has nothing to do with color, if you're black, white, yellow, or green. The peace of God is for those who receive the Lord Jesus Christ. And He shows you the way, and He brings you to His presence. Now, we have to learn that we've bordering on, well, we're going to worship the Lord, and then the presence comes. Can I just help you there? The presence is here, but you will feel it better when you worship. Are you glad I'm here? Are you glad? Yeah, I'm glad because I know you need this. I know. Because what happened is, and excuse me, I love you to bits, but and you are a great people. I can feel that. There's a lot of maturity in this place. Wisdom, discipleship. Obviously, we thank God for the leadership He's given you, but you've submitted to the Word and you've grown forth. And it's me now here to tell you that it was only the beginning. It was never meant to just be this church. It was never meant to have 800 or 1,000. It was meant that each one of you would have 1,000. Come on, church. Oh, and the people start to go, oh, my age and my background and my ministry. Forget about your age. If you die, you die, you're gone. Amen? When I die, throw a party. Throw a party. But when you have life in you, the Bible speaks of a righteous generation. A righteous generation is blessed into 1,000 generations. You see, the devil has still blinded us with the power and the glory that works in you and me. An anointing strategic communication, which is the same as having the word of life speak the word of life through you, can still change destinies. It can still open the Red Sea. Hallelujah. Oh, it can still throw wood in the river. Hallelujah. And the river or the lake will turn to sweet water. Because all that Old Testament was just a foreshadow, an allegory, that we may step to the plate, mate, and be the children of God. Whole creation, the whole creation is yearning for the manifestations of the sons of God. You are it. Don't wait for another generation. We all want to die and put the next generation place. Forget about dying. You are the generation. We have to step up to the plate. My son, I have a lovely son. His name is Daniel. And he's been all over the world. He's now in London having a big job and a big mouth. And he's wonderful. He's absolutely wonderful. And he tells his father. He speaks to me and he counsels me. And of course, you have to listen to your sons and daughters. So I listen, put on my humble heart, which is not always easy. And he says, Dad, you have to man up. Church, you have to man up. Come on. We make a fuss about the carpet. We make a fuss about the traffic. We make a fuss about commitment. We make a fuss about obedience. Man up, church. It's the time for the glory. It's the time for Jesus to shine to His bride. It's time to rise up and do mighty exploits. It's time to put the past in the past. There's no future in your past. There's no future in your past. Come on, Brother Steve. There's no future in your past. No matter how good the past was, no matter how beautiful the past was, no matter how bad the past, it's over, it's over, it's over for Dover. There is a new anointing rising up in the people of God, beyond the glory that was in the Garden of Eden, beyond the glory that was in the mountain with Moses, beyond the glory that was in the tabernacle or temple of Solomon. Because Jesus said, I want to share my glory with you. It's the pure glory. It's the real glory. It's the glory that gets the job done. It's the cloud that comes upon us and healing just happens. Praise God. It's the cloud that comes upon us and our business just prosper. It is the cloud that comes upon us and the music starts to be different. It's the cloud that comes upon us and our humble heart find it easier to do the things of God. And we can't earn it, we can't work it up. It's all by the grace of God. Somebody say glory and grace. Oh, shambatalabasabandala. Oh, I got 3 more minutes. And I haven't even started to preach yet. This was just an introduction. I show you the pictures and then we go home. So Moses says, I found grace. Have you found grace? And then he went on the way Jesus, the presence, and he says, show me your glory. Now you and I don't have to do this. We're not Moses. And we keep forgetting, you see, because we see Pastor Stephen doing things and we think, oh, we have to just do like he does. You don't have to. He has to do what he has to do, but you have to do what you have to do. That's why he's a man of God. He releases people. That's why he has an apostolic mantle, because he releases and he knows that one plants and one waters, but God will give the increase. And some people will never acknowledge that, but that's fine. We love them and forgive them in any case. You understand? That doesn't really matter. It's a small matter. But there was Moses crying for the glory. Now you find in the next picture and all the Bible verses you can look up and you can put this on your block one day with an analytical, theological, academic slant as you do. Praise God. But Solomon got all the musicians together, got everybody together to worship and praise God. And then the glory came on 2 occasions. Oh, on 2 occasions, the glory came. And we find that he enjoyed the glory. I'd like you to read this with me. Let's read it together. For if, I can't hear you. For if the ministration of condemnation be glory, much more does the ministration of righteousness exceed in glory. I'd like you to stand up, please. And I'd like you to read this with me. And I want you to get a revelation that Jesus is coming back. We don't know the time nor the hour, but he's coming back for a victorious church. And the victorious church will bask in his glory. And you and I are called to go for the glory. So let's read it together. For if the ministration of condemnation be glory, much more does the ministration of righteousness exceed in glory. Now, the Father said this, but I can't read it from that, praise God. Here we are. But we all with open face beholding as a glass the glory of the Lord are changed into the same image. Have you heard that same image before? From glory to glory, even by the Spirit of the Lord. Say from glory to glory. Glory. Now point your finger at me. And then try to bend your hand if you can and point it at yourself. And say in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank God for the Lord Jesus Christ. He died for my sin. I'm free from sin. I'm free from guilt. I'm washed in the blood of the Lamb. Now, Lord Jesus, in your mighty name, I'm going to go from glory to glory. The Spirit is going to change me. Come on, church. The Spirit is going to change me. No, the Spirit is going to change me. I can't hear you, church. The Spirit is going to change me. The Spirit is going to change me. Work up your passion. Work up your faith. The Spirit of God is changing me. Hallelujah. The last scripture. And then I'm going to pray and close. And now, O Father, glorify me together with yourself, with the glory which I had with you before the world was. And then Jesus says this after the Lord's Supper. And Jesus is speaking, King Jesus. Can you read it with me slowly? And the glory which you gave me, I've given. Who is them? Who is them? Who is them? Oh, it's me, it's me, it's me, O Lord, standing in the glory now. Hey, it's me, it's me, it's me, O Lord, standing in the glory now. Hey, it's me, it's me, it's me, O Lord, standing in the glory now. Hey, it's me, oh, musicians, come and help me. It's me, it's me, it's me, O Lord, standing in the glory now. Hey, it's me, O Lord. Come on, musicians, help me. It's me, it's me, it's me, O Lord, standing in the glory now. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. I'm coming to a close. So we just pray. And I hand it back to your pastor. Father, we just thank you. How Jesus, the Lamb of God, paid the price for our judgment, for our sins, for our sickness, for our guilt. And by His Spirit, He came into our lives. We are born again. You paid it all that we may have the benefits. Forgiveness, healing, deliverance, all the wonderful things of God. Play. Thank you, Father, that with that forgiveness came the Holy Spirit. And Father, with that Holy Spirit, Jesus says, I give you my glory. I want you to receive it now. Would you receive forgiveness? Receive forgiveness. Receive the Holy Spirit. Receive the sacrifice. Receive it right where you are. Now receive the glory. It's yours by faith. You can't work it up. You can't do anything with it. That's only the grace of God. Father, I pray for this church a release of your glory in every meeting. A release of your glory in every family. A release of your glory in every business. I pray, Father, we won't camp around an old revelation, but be moving on, Father, to see Jesus as He really is, the head of the church, the coming King. We pray, Father, you come with your Holy Spirit and teach us your glory in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Praise God.